I'm Brendan Donegan, and you're listening to the WGXE Ag Report, a show that deals with the many facets of the agricultural scene in Columbia and Greene counties. Today, I'm pleased to have as guests Brandon and Monica, administrators at the Hudson Farmers Market. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
I've lived in Hudson for 12 years, and the farmers market has been kind of an institution in the city. Monica, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the market?
Sure. The Hudson Farmers Market has been in operation for 26 years. It started with a group of local farmers. The two main people were Milt Meisner and Doc Posner. In 1997, Milt had gone to the Saratoga Farmers Market with his daughter, saw how successful it was, decided at that point to bring a farmers market to Hudson because at that time, the only grocery store in Hudson had closed its doors. So together with a small group of farmers, people that they knew, they decided to just start it. So it's been in operation since 1997. We've grown so much. I think the original group of people was probably around 10. Mm-hmm. Right now we're operating regular full-time farmers are about 30 to 35, and then guest vendors brings it up to about 50. In terms of our personal history at the farmers market, I have been a vendor there for 14 years, and I've started my business, Happy Belly, in 2012, and I've been selling at the Hudson Farmers Market since then. And it's been the main source of our income and our growth.
Brandon, how is the market run? Who organizes it and makes the decisions?
Well, we have what we call a works committee that is made up exclusively of full-time vendors. So there's a relatively small group of us that lead the decisions, with Monica and I as the administrators enforcing all of those decisions. But what's crucial about it is that every full-time vendor gets a vote on all the larger decisions. So we're truly market run in a way that very few other farmers markets are. We, as the as Happy Belly, have been a part of numerous other farmers markets in the area, and they're all run closer to the city or the county and other boards that make decisions for them in addition to the vendors. So we are very unique in this way.
Yeah, it's a much more democratic institution. And it was intentionally set up that way, especially since mm-hmm. it wasn't a group of city officials coming together and deciding to found a farmers market. It was the farmers themselves. So they wanted to keep the founding principles the same. And we have done that over the last 26 years.
Mm-hmm. Is the market for profit or nonprofit?
It's a nonprofit.
It's a nonprofit. Okay. How local, Brandon, is the produce and other products for sale at the market?
Quite local. We're intentionally based in Columbia County as often as possible and adjacent counties. But if you look around at the members of the market, almost all of them, as far as farmers themselves, are from Columbia County.
I think you told us this before, but you have about 30 vendors?
Yeah, in terms of full-time and half-time vendors, we have about 30 to 32. Mm-hmm. And then every week we have about 5 to 7 spots, depending on the full-time vendors that show up. We have 5 to 7 spots that are allotted to community vendors and guest vendors. So if we expand that group, we're mm-hmm. probably talking around 55.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know you're just winding down the winter market at the Elks Lodge, but how many vendors have you had there over the past few weeks?
We're at about 30 right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it looked pretty busy when I was there a few weekends ago.
Yeah.
Lots of customers, lots of vendors, and there was space in the Elks Lodge. There was space for people to move around and everything. It was not as cramped as I thought it would be.
Yeah, the Elks Lodge has been a very good resource for us, and we've been there. I think this is our fourth year there.
Yep, sounds right.
Yep.
Did you feature new vendors in 2023?
Yeah, we did. We brought on a few full-time vendors. We had Terry's Bake Shop from out of Germantown. We had Braised. They make British-style savory pies from down in Kingston. Who else? Manifest Coffee. They're coming from about an hour south. Yeah, I think they're in Kerhonkson near High Falls. And there's one more. There was a fourth one.
You can come back to it.
Yeah.
What does it cost to become a vendor at the Hudson Farmers Market?
The way that our seasons are structured, we have the winter season and then the main season. The main season, the rate for a full-time vendor is $400 for a 10 by 10 foot space. Anything over that is obviously, you know, more. And then for the winter market, it's $25 per 6 foot table at the Elks Lodge.
So measure. It's,
yes. And honestly, we do measure. But we're one of, I mean, Brandon and I have been part of so many farmers markets over the years of running our business, and we know how expensive other farmers markets are. The Hudson Farmers Market, by and large, especially getting feedback from other guest vendors, and to hear that the Hudson Farmers Market is so affordable. And we keep it that way because our administrative costs are pretty low. And we don't have a board, and we don't have to pay rent to the county, thankfully. So we end up, like, all of those savings end up getting passed on to our vendors.
I see.
$30 is nothing per week versus some farmers markets are charging like $100 a weekend, which makes it completely unaffordable for, like, a guest vendor to come in.
Yeah. If they're coming from a long distance, they're not going to do it.
Absolutely.
Did you say $400 for the summer season?
For the summer season. The summer season is from mid-April until the end of November.
As this year comes to a close, how would you characterize the 2023 season?
It's been interesting. I think despite people not wanting to admit that we're in a recession, I think most of our vendors are experiencing kind of a downturn in economics. I think the years following COVID were very, very strong for us. It seems to be the general sentiment in Hudson anyway.
Yeah, everyone wanted to shop outside.
Everybody.
So 2020, and it continued into 2021, were quite strong at the farmers market.
2022 is good. 2023 has been challenging, I think, for a lot of our farmers in general, just in terms of the cost that's getting passed down to them, and then them having to pass it down to their customers. It's been tough, and people aren't shopping the way that they used to. So we're kind of in this interesting space where we're trying to figure out how to adjust to that. But one of the other biggest issues this past year was the cold snap that we had that was, like, completely unexpected.
Yeah,
it was it's been challenging for a lot of our fruit farmers specifically. I talked to Luke from Samaska, and he said that based on, like, their insurance information, they lost about 50% of their apple crop.
I think the plums went too.
All those tender fruit, you know, apricots, plums, peaches. And then talking to Left Bank Cider, which is over in Catskill.
They've been on the show.
Oh, they have. Okay, they're great.
Yeah.
They were telling me that they thought they were going to lose their entire apple, like the apple crop. But they ended up having places within the Catskill Mountains that were like microclimates that held on to the apples. So in the same way, like, years ago that they were able to harvest from those trees, they had it this year. So it was like a blessing.
They're a different strain of
really,
tree.
Really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, what they do? Yeah. Left Bank Cider. Yeah.
But also, like, the microclimate thing is so, it's so fascinating to me. And then we just last night during our meeting, we just talked to Hudson Chatham Winery about their grapes, and they basically lost everything. But we were told that Cornell University has, like, a Craigslist for grape growers and wineries. So you just go on there, and if there's somebody that has a couple tons of a certain grape,
you'll
can connect. Absolutely.
Something. That's
which
great,
has been a great resource for them. And I don't think that it's really going to affect their bottling this year.
There was also a lot of rain this summer, and some days were really hot. I mean, almost 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And if you weren't flooded, you were baked. And if you weren't baked, you were frozen.
Yeah.
So it was a challenging year for everybody concerned in the agricultural community.
Yes.
I thought of our fourth full-time vendor. It's Gina's Kitchen, and she operates right out of Hudson.
And that makes sense. We didn't think of Gina because she's been at the market as a vendor for a number of years.
What are some of the challenges, besides the ones you just mentioned, of running a farmer's market?
There's a lot of logistics. We need to coordinate 30-plus small businesses on a weekly basis. There's a lot of just things that happen in life. Somebody, you know, has a family member that they need to go see, or they're sick, or I really just can't make it this weekend, or you know, things come up. We want to have a full, robust market. We don't want all these gaps just because somebody can't make it. We want to be able to fill that with another vendor, and we always have vendors looking to get into the market.
Well, customers will notice if there's, you know, a lot of empty tables or empty spots, and mm-hmm. they'll begin to wonder,
Sure.
Yeah, we were joking last night that, like with the other vendors for the works committee that we have, that if a table or a tent is off by a couple feet mm-hmm. and people expect it to be in that spot, they look and they're like, wait, this person's not here.
They know where to go to get their favorite their favorite goodies.
And mm-hmm. I will say on that question, like one of the challenges that since the Hudson Farmers Market is run by all of the vendors, one of the challenges is figuring out our, like staying with our mission to make sure that we're farmer-focused, producer-focused, and bringing that to customers. I think what ends up happening so often, and we've seen it with the farmers market, other farmers markets that we participate in, that message gets diluted when you bring in more crafts, more artisans. Like we have to be measured about those decisions mm-hmm. and continuously go back to the original foundation, which is farmer, farmer, farmer.
Yeah. Food, food, food. Yes. Also,
What are the satisfactions of running a farmer's market?
Honestly, there's plenty.
There's a lot.
Just like a really strong market day that everybody or almost everybody shows up. There's a great vibe at the market. You know, it helps if there's an especially good musician there.
Yeah.
It's a very satisfying feeling to be the ones pulling all of that together. You know, seeing a lot of smiling faces, both from customers and vendors, it feels good, despite how exhausted we are at the end of the day.
And I think, too, the responsibility that Brandon and I have to the 50-plus businesses that participate, mm-hmm. either as full-time vendors or guest vendors, you know, to be able to see over the years their businesses grow and to know that the Hudson Farmers Market itself has a hand in sustaining this like local economy. Because we are a big economic engine in Hudson. We're only there on Saturday mornings. But mm-hmm. like the fact that we've got so many businesses that have stayed at the Hudson Farmers Market that haven't left, that are continuing to grow and expand. And we know that from our own experience with our business. We started out so small mm-hmm. and we've been able to use the Hudson Farmers Market as this space to just blossom. And that's
so it's like a garden.
Completely. Yeah. Completely. And that is the story of many of the businesses. And I think that's what makes us special. We've seen vendors come in and out of other farmers markets. We have so many founding members that have been there 15 plus years.
So you're doing something right.
Something right. Something. Yeah. Yes, we are.
What's your vision for the 2024 season?
Well, for me, you might have a different vision than me, but I don't think it's going to be all that different than 2023.
Okay.
I think because what Monica just alluded to, a lot of the same vendors, they're going to be sticking around. So there's only so many spaces that we have to fill with new vendors. Mm-hmm. And we already have a long list of guest vendors that rotate in and out throughout the season. We're not going to have a ton of space for new full-time vendors.
Okay.
I think the thing I'd like to focus on from a managerial end for 2024 is refinement, to have conversations with you and have conversations with like our customers, hear what we're doing right, hear what we're doing wrong, go back to the drawing table, and as a market, like as the entire market, discuss how we end up shifting. And I think for me personally, the economic landscape is changing so much. I think that we have to be on our toes right now. Okay. And we have to cater to like customer shopping habits shifting.
How do you think they're shifting?
I think I'm seeing the same people coming every single week, and it's just that they're spending less. They're spending a lot less. Mm-hmm. And that's not just the story with our business. It seems to be every business at the farmers market. Okay. So I don't know what that looks like in terms of, you know, if a vendor is going to drop prices a little bit or if we're just going to, you know, adjust how much we're growing or how much we're baking to mm-hmm. accommodate so we have less overhead. But to really understand the limitations of the economic situation that we're all in right now.
Okay. Brandon, I noticed that at the end of November, developer Ben Fain, who plans to renovate the old Kaz factory by the waterfront, mentioned in the Gossips of Rivertown blogspot that his site would be a great venue for a farmer's market. Are you interested?
Well, we are interested in continuing to have the conversation with Ben and his team about this project. But as of right now, there is nothing in writing. And for the time being, our works committee will continue to discuss this until it's time for our vendors to come to a vote.
Okay. Last question. Monica and Brandon, what are your favorite snacks sold at the winter market?
We have, last week it was very cold at the market and I had been doing a ton of work. I was feeling depleted and I went inside and saw Shaker Creek Farm had chicken bone broth, yeah, which was made from chicken backs and chicken feet. So it's very jiggly and gelatinous and just super rich. It warmed me up so much. It made me feel completely refreshed. So I would recommend if anybody comes to the Hudson Farmers Market to grab a quart of their stock.
And the name of the market was Shady Farms?
Shaker Creek Farm.
Shaker Creeks.
Yep.
Okay. How about you, Brandon?
Well, I love getting a good dirty chai from Manifest Coffee. Nice and warm, as Monica was alluding to. And doesn't hurt that we trade with Elliot with Happy Belly Baked Goods.
Yeah, that's okay. True. And also, I can't help but put a plug in for all of the farmers that we have. Like the when you walk into the Elks Lodge right now and just go to like Blue Star's table, or if you're outside and go to the farm at Miller's Crossing, the amount of greenery that's still available, mm-hmm, the amount of lettuce and kale, chard, all the baby greens, it's incredible. We're kind of coming into like a fallow time, but our farmers have figured out ways to continue, mm-hmm, to bring that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's really nice in December to get the freshest bag of lettuce that you possibly, okay, can.
Before we go, just a reminder that there's one more day to explore the Hudson Farmers Market before it closes for the winter, and that is Saturday, December 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Elks Lodge on Harry Howard Avenue in Hudson. So check it out.
Thank you.
This has been Brendan Donegan with the Ag Report for WGXE 90.7 FM.